Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Teacher Tech Talk. This is episode 112. I am your host, Tom Varnum. I am the digital learning specialist for the Tyngsborough Public Schools in Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. On our episode today, we will focus on the unique challenges faced by elementary teachers in getting their students comfortable with using technology in the classroom, specifically the G Suite for Education tools. We'll talk with someone who faces this challenge every day, a challenge like simply getting students to remember their password and to save time logging on to their account. And we'll also learn about the best practices for success when teaching younger elementary school students to use technology in the classroom. All right, so our guest for this episode is Kristen Maraca, who is a teacher at Tyngsborough Elementary School, and she does quite a few things at Tyngsborough Elementary School, so I will let her explain what her roles are. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you. Hi, Tom, and thank you for having me. Here at the Tyngsborough Elementary School, I am the science and technology specialist, and what that entails is computer science, digital literacy skills, and I also do STEM, enhancing the Inspire Science activities for grades 1st through 5th grade, and I also have a wonderful space called the Makerspace, and we do lots of different critical thinking skills and problem solving and challenges, so thank you.
Yep, I've seen you work with Legos, she's got robots, all sorts of good stuff. So my first question would be, at what age level, what grade level do you start students using the Google Suite for Education?
Okay, so for the past 3 years, we have started giving students their Google account access in third grade. However, this year, we do have accounts for the second and first graders here at Tyngsborough Elementary School. So I started this year, not at the beginning of the year, but maybe 2 months ago, with the second graders to get them ready to sign in independently when they so that they'll be ready for the third grade teachers.
Great.
Who use the Google Chromebooks a lot in their classrooms.
It's always a challenge. Probably the biggest challenge is the sign in, especially especially the way that we have our sign in at Tyngsborough High School. They have to spell out Tyngsborough, although they don't have to do that anymore. What tricks have you developed to help these kids to be able to sign on faster?
Okay, so the tricks that I have developed this year is on every desktop in my computer lab, there is a cheat sheet, and it tells them the number, and we go over the number of the year that they graduate. So my second graders will be graduating in 2029.
Yikes.
And we've talked about that. So 29, their last name, first initial, and then the at sign, and then the Tyngsborough with the UGH at the end. PS stands for publicschool.org, an organization. And
this is why it's a problem in our district that we're working on.
Yes, and I hope somebody can change it. I've had posters going around the room with the spelling. That has been a challenge, but the kids, I've had it written out for them with their own specific things. And so yes, it is a challenge with our school being Tyngsborough and not Truro.
So we are looking into a faster way to do this, and it's through an app called Clever. I don't know if you've looked at Clever.
Yes.
We actually started this with a disabled student in the middle school, where you can create a QR code badge that all the student has to do is have the correct badge, flash it in front of the Chromebook camera, and that will be their login. We're testing it out, and we're gonna try to get that, perhaps filter it down to the first and second grade, which would make things a lot easier for
you. Oh, that would make my life so much easier.
What other tips and tricks do you have for teachers who are using Google Suite or just using Chromebooks or computers with the younger elementary students?
The tips and tricks, I mean, with the Chromebooks, it's easier for them to sign in because they don't have to do the tyngsborough.ps.org, but I have shared with all of the the classroom teachers a Google Sheets with every student in that grade with their username specifically and their passwords. So every teacher has that access in case a student forgets. Some teachers have made their own cheat sheets for every student in their classroom. I would love to be able to do that for all of the teachers, but 600 students, it's difficult to do that for all of them, yes. Okay, so that is what I do for the teachers, or if they ask specific things, I can help them with specific things. But for the students, the skills that we work on in third grade, obviously, we introduce them to the Google Doc format, and we do some different class activities, typing in a Google Doc and changing the font size, how to right align, center align, left align, using the indentation, double spacing, bulleting lists, creating tables, and inserting pictures. And of course, we're citing sources that we find on the internet.
That's great at such an early age to cite the sources, because that's a battle we fought at the high school for a long time. Kids just don't seem to grasp the concept that if you take something from the internet that is not your creation, you need to give credit.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you're starting at such a young age.
Yes, and with the help of our TES literacy and technology specialist, Katie LaRochelle. They're getting it in both places. She talks a lot about the research skills using books and things like that, and I'm talking about it with the technology sources. And then fourth grade, we do a lot of creating the Google Sheets and graphs. We do slides for presentations that they use a lot in fourth grade. We use Google Forms for me to do some exit tickets from class, and then they get to create their own Google Forms, which we continue to do so in fifth grade. But then in fifth grade, we also do the Google Sites for kids to create their own websites.
Great.
In fifth grade. Yeah, and then, of course, navigating through Google Docs, Google Classroom, Google Sheets, Slides, and Drive, because a lot of the kids don't understand that all of their stuff is in the Drive.
Is in one spot, sure.
Yeah, so it's
fun. You mentioned Google Slides, and I was just playing around with, when you came in. Google Slides now lets you embed individual audio files onto each slide. Brand new this month.
That's excellent.
So as the slide pops up, you can have music playing, or you could narrate a slide and then put that audio in. I just actually am making a video on it that will be on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Very shortly. So you mentioned
Google
Slides.
I can't wait to learn that. Yes.
So other than the supreme challenge of the login for the younger students, what are some of the challenges you find in getting them sort of up to speed with using the technology in their classrooms?
Okay, so I would have to say my biggest challenge is, and it's interesting because we're in such a technological world. A lot of kids do not have computers at home with keyboards that they have access
to.
They're
just tablet.
They have tablets, and I know a lot of kids will say, "Well, mom and dad have their computer, but I'm not allowed to use it." And I totally understand that. But for the typing purposes of our curriculum as well, we use www.typing.com. It's excellent, and the kids enjoy it. That's a challenge. That's a challenge.
Yep.
And I understand computers are a lot more expensive than tablets and things like that, but having access, and they do it with me once a week, if that, because the typing is just an extra, and it's a choice when they finish their work for me. But it's been a challenge, because a lot of kids are faster because they do have the access, and then some kids are still just clicking one finger at a time.
It's interesting at the high school level. I know that there are some students who can actually, using their thumbs on their phone, type faster than, myself with my 10 digits on the keyboard. And I took typing in high school, and I consider myself a pretty fast typer, but they use their thumbs. So it'll be interesting to see how the teaching of keyboarding
right
evolves over time.
Exactly.
So what aspect of the Google Suite for Education tools, which one do the students enjoy the most, have the most fun with, get the most use out of?
Okay, I would say the fifth grade this year really enjoyed the Google Slides option of Google Suite, and they were given in their Google Classroom accounts, I created a scenario where I was a wealthy traveler and they owned their own travel agency that I was a customer at, and I wanted them to give me their best exotic travel. And it could be in the United States, it could be Tingsboro, it could be anywhere. And they were to research that place of destination and create a Google presentation, slide presentation on that destination.
That sounds similar to a project that in the English department, which I know they still do. At the end of their junior year, after we take exams, there's usually a couple weeks. This year there probably isn't because we didn't have a lot of snow days, knock on wood, we won't have anymore. And they're to choose a college or university that they're interested in and create a presentation with certain elements, demographics and cost and different majors and what they have on campus and things like that. And then they present that to the rest of the class. So not only does it allow them to, look deeply into a college that they're interested in, but they're going to present it to their class, and maybe some kid goes, "Wow, that looks like a place I should look into." So, Google Slides, I think, is a great tool for from fifth grade all the way up to high school. So
yeah, they get to be very creative.
Yes, so, and as I mentioned, now they can put audio in, which will be very exciting. What would make your life easier working with elementary school students
so
in technology?
Something that I've actually borrowed from you, Tom, is the loom.com.
Ah, yes.
And it has made my life easier. I get to... It's difficult when you teach a special subject and some kids have band certain times and some kids are absent and things like that, for those kids to catch up, and I can't redo my whole lesson. So the loom.com, which I've been just sharing with everybody.
For those of you who do not know what loom.com is, it's a website that allows you to make a screen recording, like another similar website is screencastify.com. Allows you to make a video of your computer screen and allows you to narrate it so that you can do things like Kristen's going to explain.
Mm-hmm. So I get to show them exactly what I'm doing on my screen, and then they can play it. I just link it to their Google Classroom, so as long as they can access Google Classroom, which I set up those classrooms for all of the students in grades 3 through 5. I have not done so for the second graders at this time, but you can even show it to second grade, and that's what I did for second graders. For the signing on to Google.
Ah, that's
so
great idea.
And
great,
we do it step by step. It's kind of like a Simon Says. And you can pause it and do the actual thing and then play it at your leisure. You can, rewind it and go back, and you can skip parts. So I started doing that with my second, third, fourth, and fifth graders, so that if kids are absent or if they didn't understand my directions, my direct teaching in class, I say, okay, get your headphones, go and watch that video again or watch that part again and try to understand it, because I'm really trying to get them to be more independent in their skills and not always rely on me to show them everything. And then hopefully they'll master these applications elsewhere.
As a teacher, one of the things, teachers have infinite patience, but one of the things that maybe tries our patience a little bit is answering a question that we've already answered maybe 5 minutes ago or maybe a day ago. And an application like Loom or Screencastify allows you to explain a concept, to explain a process, record it, put it somewhere, And then if a student is absent, like you said, or has band or something like that, and they miss that, you can say, okay, go to the site, wherever you put it, click on the video, and you're teaching them right there, and they can stop and they can rewind. And I think that's the use of video not only is educationally sound for the students because they really like working with
it
the video.
It motivates them.
It motivates them, and it saves teachers time, mm-hmm. which is always a big thing. All right, so one final question that I ask all of my guests. You know, we've talked about Loom. We've talked, obviously, about Google Slides and the G Suite apps and things like that. What other apps, websites do you find particularly helpful?
Okay, so here at TES, we have Mrs. Maraca's Hot List, which has all of the websites that I love to use so much. So Kittle.co, typing.com, let's see.
And this hot list is a splash page or a home page for the kids when they log on. It's right there.
Yes, any device at our school.
That's
and
great.
I also share this link in my S'mores newsletter that gets sent out once a month through Mrs. Kavanaugh's email blast. And it also gets shared on the TES Facebook page. But some apps that I absolutely love are extensions on the Sheets for G Suite. At this time, I absolutely love Flippity.
The Flippity's huge.
Where you can create flashcards, matching games, lists, and Jeopardy-like games, and the QR generators and sheets for tutorial videos that I like to use with my makerspace and computer lab activities.
All right, great. Flippity and QR generators, and a bunch of different QR generators that you could use. Well, thank you for joining us. It's been nice chatting with you. And hopefully maybe next year we can come back and revisit and talk about some new things that you've discovered and new techniques that you would like to share.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much.
Well, that's all for this week's episode. I'd like to thank Kristen Maraca for joining us and sharing her experiences teaching technology in the elementary classroom. If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so from the Anchor app on your phone by clicking the message button. If you'd like to suggest a future topic or future guest for Teacher Tech Talk, you can leave a voice message or send me an email. From my email address, check out the show notes page on my website. That's pages.tingsboropps.org/Varnum. You can also find this information on the podcast homepage, anchor.fm/teacher-tech-talk. Please join us next time when we will talk with a counselor in the Student Services Department at Tingsboro High School about how they use technology to help their students. I hope you can join us. Remember, don't be afraid to try something new in the classroom. We'll catch you next time.